What do you mean?
I heard the gunshots last night, but then no one came out. Their horses are still tethered out front.
What? Why did you wait till now to tell me?
Kept thinking they would come out, or that maybe they went somewhere else and left the horses. Frank lives just down the...
You idiot! You should have told me earlier. I could have sent more men in.
I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan.
Sorry! Sorry! You fool!
Well, I ain't seen no sign of the marshal either. Could be they all got killed. Sure was a lot of gunfire.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Didn't think of that. Maybe they all got it.
That's what I'm thinking.
And I'm thinking you're probably right, Harvey. Maybe you're not such an idiot after all.
Thank you, Mr. Morgan.
My horse ready?
Got him right outside.
Good. Those railroad men are going to meet me at 9. Let's get on over to the herd. I don't want to be late.
Yes, sir, Mr. Morgan.
Chill in the air this morning.
Got cold last night.
Let's go. You know, Harvey, I think that after the sale, you should ride to the hotel and discover the bodies.
Me?
You're the sheriff, aren't you?
Well.
Why so nervous? Dead men can't hurt you.
But, Mr. Morgan...
Harvey, you're turning white as a ghost. Don't tell me you're afraid of dead men.
Only when they're walking out the front door. Look!
Morning!
What? Hello! Mr. McMasters. Morning.
Hi, Mr. Morgan. You look shocked. Something wrong?
No. Nothing's wrong.
You look a little pale, Mr. Morgan. Might be time for you to see your doctor.
I think I'm doing just fine. Morning, gentlemen.
Ain't he cool as a cucumber?
That's why he's the boss. Chad?
Yeah, Pa.
You can go and untie the desk clerk now. You can go tell him that Morgan left town and he doesn't have to run and warn him about us.
Yep.
I hear you say Morgan left town.
Just now. We'll wait here 5 minutes and ride out to the sale. You know what you have to do?
Yep.
All right. Meet us out there as soon as you can.
Yeah.
I don't like it. That marshal is up to something.
You said yourself. Ain't nothing he can do. Ain't got no evidence on you.
Don't tell me what I said. He's acting like he knows something I don't.
He's just trying to scare you. Trying to make you think that way.
Yeah, maybe. There's the herd. Let's go.
Morning, Mr. Morgan.
Any sign of those railroad buyers?
No, sir, but look up there. That might be him. Just come over to the crest of that hill.
Must be him. All right, Harry. Make sure the boys give the cattle plenty of salt. And have to drive them to the train yard at Miles City after we make the sale.
Yes, sir, Mr. Morgan.
Riding in kind of slow.
Just picked up to a trot.
Good. I want this over with.
Look. The town trail. It's the marshal.
He is asking for trouble. Big trouble. Marshal! We meet again.
Told you I was interested in the sale.
Playing on bidding?
No. I don't have that kind of money. You told me so yourself.
Hello there!
Looks like you have an interested buyer.
Yes, a railroad agent. I'd appreciate it if you allow me to attend my business and do not interfere.
Hello!
Morning! You must be with the railroad?
Excuse me?
Railroad. You're the railroad agent, aren't you?
No.
Well, who are you then?
My name is Raymond. Maxwell Raymond.
And?
I'm here to collect my cattle.
What do you mean, your cattle?
This is the herd that came from Fort Casper. Hank Merrill was the trail boss.
Where you hear that?
Because they were on the way to Sheridan. That's where my ranch is. I had a few of my boys out observing the trek, and then they told me the herd was diverted here to Willard. A little out of the way, I might add. But Hank always has a good reason.
I don't know any Hank, mister. This herd is mine.
See that brand?
That's my brand. C.M.
The M is my brand. The C was added later.
You calling me a rustler?
I'm simply saying that the M is crossed at the bottom where the points come together. That is my brand.
Isn't that the most amazing coincidence, Harvey?
Sure is, Mr. Morgan.
What do you think, Marshall? Coincidence? Or what?
Yes, quite a coincidence.
Mr. Raymond, I can't explain what happened on the trail, but I can tell you that this herd has my brand on it, and it's going to the railroad.
But I had a deal with Mr. Merrill.
Out of curiosity, what was the deal?
$35 a head. It's already paid for.
I'm getting 50 from the railroad.
But that's outrageous! What about my deal with Mr. Merrill? Where is he?
Like I said, Raymond, I don't know any Merrill.
He's in Clearmont.
Clearmont? What's he doing in Clearmont? Why did he leave the herd?
He didn't have much choice. He was shot and killed just outside of town.
Killed? Merrill? Dead?
Hope so. We buried him.
Oh, no. Poor Merrill. A wife and three kids?
Mr. Raymond, you said you already paid for this herd?
Of course I did. I won them at auction at Fort Casper and hired Hank to drive them to my ranch in Sheridan.
Wish I could help you, Mr. Raymond.
Who shot him?
That remains a mystery.
Marshall?
We don't know.
But my herd...
Hillman, you're wasting my time. Please ride on.
Look, here comes Sheriff Dawes.
Dawes?
McMaster.
Everything all right?
Everything's just fine.
Enough of this.
What?
I rode all the way for my cattle. I need them as I have orders for them with my suppliers.
What do you supply?
Restaurants. From California to Chicago. Mr. Morgan, I will pay you $35 a head.
But you already paid for them.
I shall pay again and accept the loss. Something is obviously crooked here, and I don't have the time to see it resolved. If the law cannot seem to recognize injustice, I plainly have no hope.
I think that was an insult.
Mr. Raymond, I promised the railroad...
The railroad is not here. I am. I am prepared to wire my bank in Sheridan and have the full amount here by express rider before midnight tonight.
I think we should wait.
Am I doing business with this juvenile sheriff? Or you, sir?
None of my business, but I don't think you're going to get any better offers today, Mr. Morgan. Dawes, Doc, Chad, let's get back to Clearmont. Mr. Raymond, afternoon. Mr. Morgan, I hope you're not as lucky next time.
Afternoon. You're willing to buy $35 a head.
Yes.
And you claim you already purchased the herd.
I did.
And you're willing to buy it again. That doesn't seem like sound business to me, Mr. Raymond.
The contracts I have with the restaurants I supply is worth far more to me. I'll take the loss rather than lose many times that amount in the long run.
You would?
Even though I believe the cattle to be mine in the first place.
Are you calling me a liar, Mr. Raymond?
I am saying that I have already paid for the cattle. The brand has been changed. It may have been done by you, and it may not have. The end result is the same. I need the cattle in Sheridan, or I shall lose an awful lot of money. Now, do we have a deal, or don't we?
I think we do. Tell you what, ride into town, you wire your bank, I draw up the sale, and once the rider delivers the money, you can take the herd to Sheridan. Even send my wranglers on the trip, no charge. I'll cover the cost.
Well, that's mighty kind.
Good. Done then.
Is it a long ride into Willett?
No, not at all. Down this trail and over the hill, not even 2 miles.
Good. Let's go.
Yes, send your telegram, then I'll show you the Alhambra. Mr. Raymond.
Very nice. Do you own it?
Oh, yes. Biggest bar this side of Miles City. Do you drink, Mr. Raymond?
On rare occasions.
Well, come with me. Yep.
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Morgan.
Mr. Raymond, what are you drinking?
Nothing at the moment, but thank you.
Oh, no, I insist. The drinks are on the house. It's the least I can do for a man who appears to be buying his cattle twice.
Very well. A beer.
One beer on the way.
I need to leave you for about 20 minutes or so. The staff here at the Alhambra gets paid today, so I need to tend to that upstairs. I'll leave you in Jeb's excellent service. Jeb, Mr. Raymond doesn't pay my party.
Very good, sir. Oh, and, sir, this telegraph came for you when you were out of town just now.
Thank you. Interesting. Jeb, your pen.
Here, sir.
Jeb, deliver this to the telegraph office and send it.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Mr. Raymond. Telegraph for my brother in Kansas. I need to reply right back. Don't mean to be rude.
Not at all.
Mr. Raymond, I'll be with you soon. It's payday for my staff here at the Alhambra, so I need to make out the checks. It's a busy day, it seems. Please, enjoy a drink, and then you and I can go to lunch.
Yes, that would be right nice.
Very good. Harvey, back to see you, please.
Your beer, sir.
Thank you.
Well, this is the opportunity of the year.
What is it?
He agreed to use my Wranglers on the trip.
I thought you were being overly generous.
They ain't going anywhere.
What do you mean?
When the rider comes in with the money, you wait till they're crossing the street. Then shoot them both. Story will be that they robbed the Alhambra. That way I get my $35,000 and I get to sell the cattle to the railroad and make $50,000 more off the same herd.
What if the railroad agents don't show up?
They'll show. This telegraph I just got, they sent it. Says they were delayed in Miles City. Stagecoach broke a wheel. Should be here late afternoon. I replied, telling them the herd was theirs for the taking. Wait a minute, late afternoon.
Raymond won't have the money until midnight or so.
We'll have to speed up our plans. We have to kill Raymond now.
But what about the money?
We'll get him up here to sign the bill of sale. As soon as he signs, shoot him. Make sure he's dead.
All right.
We'll kill the courier as soon as he rides into town.
They'll send people looking for him.
So, we'll say Raymond left town on his way home and that's the last we saw of him. We say the courier and the money never arrived. Wouldn't make sense the rider would run off with that much cash. And we waited and waited till we were forced to sell to the railroad.
Good thinking.
Get over there and get behind the leather chair. When he signs, shoot to kill.
Yep.
Mr. Raymond?
Yes?
There's been a slight change of plans. I have a business matter that requires my urgent attention over in Webster. Could we sign the bill of sale now so I can leave?
You want to sign before you get the money?
I trust you. When your courier arrives, you hand the money over to the sheriff. He'll hold it for me until I return. That way neither of us will be delayed. I could be gone several days, and I would hate to hold you here until my return just to sign a bill of sale.
Well, that's right nice of you, Mr. Morgan.
Come with me to my office. We'll draw up the bill of sale. Yes, sir. You bought the best herd I've ever sold. Prime steer, grass-fed, not a thin one to be found. Right this way, Mr. Raymond. Here we are. Please, have a seat.
Thank you, but I always stand when I sign a deal.
Oh? Why is that?
Superstition.
Haha. Here. Now. There. Your signature, Mr. Raymond?
All right.
Thank you. You just bought yourself a fine herd.
I'm sure of it.
Afternoon. Don't reach for your gun, Morgan.
McMasters.
Just keep your hands up or I can see them.
Oh, certainly. McMasters, I'll have you busted for this, and all the rest of you, too.
Another thing I need to worry about.
You won't be able to bust anyone where you're going.
What are you talking about? You don't have anything on me. I just made a fair sale.
Cattle rustling is bad enough. If you were out in the plains and you were caught rustling, you'd be tried and hanged in minutes.
I'm not on the plains, and you caught nothing.
Hank Merrill caught you. And when he was riding for help, you killed him.
I killed no one. You saw my pistols.
Yeah, Your pistols couldn't hit anything at that distance.
And they hadn't been fired. You saw them yourself.
Yes, I did. In fact, we all tried shooting our own guns from the same spot you were at when Hank was killed. And we couldn't hit anything either. Not a thing.
Just kicked up a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
McMasters, you're wasting my time. You cannot charge me with a murder I had nothing to do with.
Like I said, let's suppose you didn't shoot Merrill. Cattle rustling is an offense punishable by hanging.
They were my cattle. They all carry my brand.
We searched your trail wagon. We found a single brand with the letter C. Your men branded the cattle alongside the existing M brand that was put there by Hank Merrill.
You can't prove that.
I'll have Merrill's branding iron in a few days. I'm sure that the match will be perfect. Now, to make matters worse in your little world, you just sold the herd. So that cemented your fate as a rustler.
I didn't know anything about Merrill or his herd or his brand. You don't have anything, Marshal.
Chad?
Yep, huh?
Bring in the bartender.
Yep.
What's this all about? McMasters, you are on very, very thin ice.
Jeb, did Mr. Morgan give you a telegram to reply to?
Yes, he did.
What did it say?
It was to some railroad agents. They wanted to buy the herd, but couldn't be here till late afternoon.
How did Mr. Morgan reply?
Well,
I ain't got no beef with you today, Jeb, but if you cover for him, he'll go hard on you. Probably do 10 or 20 years.
Well, the reply said for them to come to town and that the herd would be theirs for the taking. You were going to kill Mr. Raymond and resell the herd at $50 a head.
That's a lie.
No, it isn't. You see, Mr. Morgan, there were no railroad agents.
What?
Those telegraphs were sent by Miss Sandy Dolan in Claremont at my request. We tapped into the wire outside of Willard, and she sent us your reply. Guilty as charged.
He was gonna kill me?
Yes.
What if he did before you got here?
That new suit would have some holes in it.
Who are you?
Deputy Clay Tucker.
Hmm.
And then there's the murder charge.
You have to prove it.
I have.
I didn't fire my pistols. They don't have the range.
They don't. And that had me puzzled. But then I noticed the buffalo head given to you by Bill Cody. He said he gave it to you in Laramie. And then I noticed the ornately carved wooden box under that buffalo head.
This box, right here.
Where did you get that?
It was under the buffalo head. Got it after you left for the sale this morning.
How did you get in here?
I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan. The sheriff here put a gun in my chest and made me unlock the door for him.
I see.
I saw it, too. The whole mystery unfolded. You see, I saw that box before. It was given to a peace officer in Laramie just last year. Bill Cody was at Laramie as well, scouting and shooting buffalo for the army. That peace officer was given a very special gift by a man named Ned Buntline. In fact, Ned made 5 of these gifts. Colt 45s with 12-inch barrels, called the Buntline Special. But then the peace officer was killed and the pistol was stolen. The buffalo head put you in Laramie at, and this is your own admission, the time when that officer was killed. When Dawes brought the box to me and we opened it, there was the pistol. Then we rode out to see you at the sale, and then we went on our way. But when we were well out of town, we fired that pistol at a target that was the same distance Hank Merrill was at. We hit it, dead on, every time. And before we fired, we noticed the pistol had been fired recently, and not cleaned. So I'd say the future doesn't look particularly bright for you, Mr. Morgan.
Very nice work, Marshal. Very nice.
Let's go, Morgan.
I don't think so, Marshal.
Ha!
Take them gun belts off, slowly.
Why didn't we think to look behind that chair?
Son, you better drop that pistol, and you'll be a whole lot better off in the long run.
I don't think so.
Ah! Doc?
You got him good and proper, Britt. He's gone.
You're lucky he was a bad shot.
Not to mention a bad sheriff. Why'd you pick him, Morgan? So you could boss him around without any back talk?
No. I picked him because he was my son.
Well, he's a dead son now. Too bad he didn't have a chance to pick his own father. He might have done better for himself. I'll see you in Claremont in about a week and a half. As soon as I get Morgan here to the courthouse in Miles City, I'll head on back.
Sure you don't need any help, Britt?
No, Chad's riding with me. We're fine.
Finally got the telegraph through. Maxwell Raymond replied and said he would leave right away with his ranch hands to claim the herd.
Good. And Doc, when you get back to Claremont, send the Buntline Special to Laramie with my note to Brown's widow explaining how it came to be returned to her.
Yep.
Good job, Clay. Right, good job.
Why, thank you, Marshal.
Well, see you all in Claremont. Sahara!
Let's go, boy. Bye!
You have been listening to Powder River, Morganstown, starring Jerry Robbins as Marshal Britt McMasters, Derek Allerood as Chad McMasters, co-starring Joseph Santarelli as Sheriff Dodd, Lincoln Clark as Doc, and J.T. Turner as Morgan. Featured in tonight's cast were Diane Lind as Millie, Dennis Cortell as Clay Tucker, James Turner as Harvey, Kristen Cameron as Nora, and Bill Hammond as the bartender. Powder River, Morganstown was produced by Chris Snyder, music by Jeffrey Gage, executive producer Mark Vanderberg, and written and directed by Jerry Robbins. This is Sam Donato speaking.
This has been a production of the Colonial Radio Theater on the air.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.